Hello there, this is Leela Turkey from the Epic Dolls Podcast, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is episode 33 and a third. We're officially a record speed. Anyway, this is the blogcast for February 3rd, 2009. This is Fimless, and sitting somewhere to my right, like really, really far to my right, is...
Me!
Me who?
Me who what?
Me who, what is your name, Bree? Oh, dang!
Oops. Anyway... In this week's show, we welcome Lady Jess from Lady Jess Casual Tree of Wardcraft.
Yeah, and Bree could barely stop laughing the whole interview.
Hey.
It's true.
Well, anyway, in addition, we have a plea from Big Bear Butt himself and the usual news and whatnot.
Whatnot? Let's do it.
Hi, this is Mirdred from Treebound Cat, and boy, do I have some news for you. Oh, wait, actually, no, I don't. Bree and Fim do, though, and it's coming up right after this.
Impossible.
We will take the fight to Arthas, and we will tear down the walls of Ice Crown!
What is new? New and news. That kind of is the same.
I've been a bad... I haven't been trolling, like, MMO Champion and stuff. Like, I know that... That BlizzCat 7 came out. I haven't been able to listen to it yet.
I listened to it.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool. I mean, the thing is, it seems like they like record these like a long time before they come out. Because
I bet.
It sounds like they recorded this in like not long after, like a week or two after the expansion came out. So, I just don't know.
You know why, right? You know why, right?
Why?
Because they record it and then the lawyers get a hold of it.
Yeah. It takes forever.
It takes forever.
Well, I know how long it takes me to produce my podcast, or our podcast, that is. And theirs is much nicer sounding than ours. So,
well, we don't go through legal channels to make sure.
Yes, I listen to every No, I don't. I don't barely even listen to what we record each time at all.
That's
so,
nice.
So, yeah. Well, I listen to it when we record it.
Ah.
Kind of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how was it?
It was pretty good. They went over. They had a lot of discussion at the end about the story stuff with Metzen, and yeah. It was pretty cool. It's very nice. It was worth a listen, I would say. Definitely
worth a listen. Okay.
There's one other thing that was out as I turned the sound off of my laptop. The fake patch notes. Did you see those?
I didn't even bother looking at them.
Yeah, I didn't read them.
I knew they were fake.
Yeah, I didn't read them. I saw they were people like, oh, those patch notes are out already. I'm like, what?
Please.
No. And then they're like, oh, they're fake. I'm like, yeah, how surprising. So, yeah, that's just kind of news, right? That was newsworthy, I suppose.
Fake patch notes. Yeah.
That's
patch like, notes. You know, when people... That reminds me, like, when people start screaming that they have stuff that's ahead of months before anything else, it's, you know, don't even bother. I mean, seriously, that's like when Harry Potter started coming out, the last book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, the spoilers and the, oh, yeah, this is going to happen. I mean, for months, before the book even, like, hit the presses, so.
Yep.
It's like, you can't even bother. I didn't even bother looking at it. I just, like, I saw that and I just kept going.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't really either. One other thing that came out of one of the blue posts is something about BlizzCons. It almost sounds like they're definitely having one this year again. I know they've been like, it's been like an on and off thing where they do it one year and then not the next or whatever. But given the things are coming out, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Well, I was reading about that. They were saying, well, you know, we only have them if we have news to share. But it's been what, 3 years in a row now?
No, I think they didn't have one the year before that.
They had one the year before.
They had one in 07?
They had one last year, and they had one in 07.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember if it was 07 or 06.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's...
Well, I'm sure they'll have one this year, because they've also got, you know, Diablo and StarCraft and all that coming out, too.
And then the people that are invade there will just be the Warcraft people.
Of course.
Because we take over the world.
Yes. It's all ours. Yeah, so there was some kind of talk about, like, changing the hunter class, and they have some new mechanics for the future plan, and that they may talk about them at BlizzCon, and that's where it came out. Anyway, what else we got? What you been doing, anyway? If you haven't been trolling, since you have not been trolling the interwebs...
I have not.
What have you been doing?
I've been busy raiding way too much. The raiding bug has hit me hard.
Woohoo!
Like, hard. I've never raided as much as I've raided in the last week. I think I did every raid possible last week. Cool. Except for Malagos, which I think we're going to try this week. Cool. But, yeah. It's been kind of intense in that sense, and I realized that I can't raid this all this time because, you know, when you start dreaming about the damn game, three nights in a row, there's a problem. There's a problem, and you need to step back.
Intervention. I'm not the person to intervene.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Honestly, I've been having a great time. The guild's been doing a phenomenal job. We've been able to field 25 mans for this week, the first time.
Awesome.
And so we cleared. The week before we cleared Nax on 10, we got 2.5 wings down last week. We're hoping to get back into that. We cleared OS on 25. So, you know, now it's... Oh, and we instituted our retro raiding night. So the first month, the first weekend of every month, we're going to do an old world, a retro raid. So Saturday we have BT set up.
Cool.
Do BT. None of us have seen it, except for a couple people.
We went even more retro. We did AQ20 and 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We started with about 12 people on AQ20, I think. And we, like, bowled through that place. That took, like 10 minutes. And 40 wasn't too bad. We had a problem with the last two bosses. Otherwise, it was easy.
Yeah. I think what I want to do is sort of progress backwards, like go through it, you know.
You didn't do Sunwell then.
Yeah, I know. We'll do Sunwell with a little bit more geared, in the sense that I don't want to hit Sunwell with the fact that you need, like, they're complicated and, like, the fights and all that stuff. So I'd rather do that when everybody's, like, uber geared and we can blast through it and we don't have to worry so much about mechanics or whatever. And so, yeah, that'll be fun. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of raiding. I finally got rid of some blues that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And been dealing with keeping my guild from sort of growing too fast. Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. So keeping that under. Oh, I have a funny story. This is what happens when you pug. This is a pug story. When we fielded about 22 people for the raid, so we had to pug a few, and one of these people we pugged was a elemental shaman who was very nice. We seemed very nice for the two nights that we were raiding, and then last night we get down Grobulus and we kill him, and there are these BOE epic bracers that drop. They were male. And so a bunch of the people rolled on it and all that stuff, and he won them, right? No big deal. Okay, so he won. And he took the BOE bracers, and we get out of the raid. And guess what happens as soon as we get out of the raid?
He puts them up in the auction house?
He did something even better. He decided to spam trade chat that he wanted to sell these bracers.
So a little more obvious, huh?
No, it was like... Wow, really, honestly, if you're gonna steal from people, at least, you know, have a brain about it. You know what I mean? Don't be such a freaking idiot.
Yeah.
So So he does that, and all you hear on vent, I kept thinking about that video of like Onyxia, and like you hear this girl saying, oh, I really want that ring, and it was like a ninja video, and then the guy ninjas everything, and she starts screaming, and she starts cursing, oh my freaking god, I'm gonna kill you, blah, blah. It didn't get like that, but it was like, what the F, it, you know, all this stuff, and everybody's upset, and so I ended up talking, having like a weekend conversation with the guild master trying to see what was going to happen with this guy. So this is the kicker, right?
Yeah.
So the guy, right? We're trying, I'm talking to the GM, I'm talking to the officers to see what we can do, whatever, because, you know, obviously there are people in my guild that are upset about it. It's not right. If he took it for an upgrade for himself, that's fine. If he took it to sell it, there were people who wanted it and were rolling on it for an upgrade. So that was just not cool. It's a betrayal of trust in that sense. So, the officers are like, yeah, we're going to get him to give it back to you or whatever. If not, we're going to G-kick him, all this stuff. My raid leader gets a message. He comes on Sunday. He's like, oh, I need to talk to you. I go, okay. He comes and he tells me, listen, this guy tells me that it was all a joke, that he didn't mean for it to get, it was a joke that went bad. And then he goes, yeah, and he wanted to see if he can join the guild.
Probably got kicked.
No, he hadn't been kicked yet. Oh, really? At that point. That's funny. But it was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, the irony.
Not a good sense of humor.
No, and then he said that he was on vent when he heard everybody go ballistic, and he didn't say anything. So that, what does that tell me? It tells me that he was going to sell them, and he just got caught.
Yeah.
You know? He got caught, and that's the whole thing. And but it's just hilarious to me that he really thinks that, you know, by giving me some BS story, that it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so desperate for a shaman. I need you to come in. Come and do this to us again. I couldn't believe the nerve. It's amazing. So yeah, sorry. Long story short, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty funny. Very cool. Yeah, it's good that you can get the you guys have been able to get 25s together. Yeah, we haven't really been able to put them together. I don't know what's going on with people, but they haven't been logged in, you know, at appropriate times or whatever. Not recently. But we're getting there. I mean, we've had a decent number of people on and off, but it's not the right mix. You know, it's like, you know, we like 8 warriors or something on or something. But we're out looking for two resto shaman if we can find them. Mm-hmm. And we got one of our guildies leveling one of his locks, or a lock that we need also, because we have one. We'd like to have a second, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest news for me was that I was actually asked to swap over to have Fira be my main.
Oh, nice.
This last weekend. Because we have a bunch of hunters, but we don't have any balance druids, also known as boomkins, that are in the raid. Actually, what's funny is our guild leader just recently switched from being feral spec to being boomkin also.
Really?
So... Yeah, so it's really weird. We go into raid, and when he's actually there, and it's like, there's two boomkin. It's very strange. I'm not used to seeing two of us wandering around. It's like, okay. And all these, like, moonfires and stuff banging it. It's like, whoa. But I'm like, whoa, I hit the wrong button. No, I didn't. But, yeah, so I brought her into Nax this last weekend and did pretty well. I wasn't, you know, at the top. But I was keeping up with most of the people that were actually a lot better geared than I was. So that was good. It's a lot of fun. The mechanics are very interesting. It's almost, you know, there's some, like, dots and debuffs you have to keep up. Especially if you don't have if your hit isn't fully realized, your plus hit. So you got to keep up Fairy Fire if you have improved Fairy Fire, which I have. And then, you do that, and then you start... basically spamming your wrath until you can get a eclipse proc, and then you switch over to Starfire. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It actually takes quite a decent amount of effort to just kind of keep track of what's going on. And an add-on was recommended. Once again, I don't remember who it was. I think it was Lanyon, I think, right? Possibly. And suggested Squawk.
Oh, the Squawk and Awe. Yeah,
Squawk and Awe. It's pretty cool. It shows the bars. It's really geared toward balanced druids, and it shows all the Moonfire and Fairy Fire and the Insect Swarm bars and timers and all this stuff, and the Eclipse thing and the timers and the cooldowns, and it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. I've been using it. So Fim is on the back burner for a little while.
And Lanyon is from Moonfire, right? It's frostmage.net.
So, yes. Yeah. And
Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. And so we did Nax, and we cleared it out. I think we did it in with I think we one-shot everything. We one-shot every single boss. So that was pretty awesome. That was the first time we had done that. And tonight we went in, we went into Obsidian Sanctum, actually kind of late. Mm-hmm. And it took us about 30 minutes. We blew through the place.
Nice.
Me and a mage were the highest DPS in there. Everybody else was actually kind of like not our main raiders in terms of the DPS.
Mm-hmm.
People, so it was like, you know, the mage is like someone who's been raiding like every time since we started raiding, and then everybody else is kind of alts, which mine was, but now main, and other people who haven't been raiding much. So anyway, I actually ended up with the tier gloves.
Congrats!
Which is kind of cool. The nice thing is those are like, I guess the druid ones are within the 40% drop ones, right? With the death knights. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool, is that I get that advantage of them dropping more often. So I pick those up, and I get gems and enchants and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty cool. I mean, they weren't a huge, like, wow, massive upgrade, but they were a pretty good upgrade, especially for the plus hit. They had a decent, good plus hit, I think. Is it plus hit for that? Maybe. I don't know. I added some gems and stuff. That was what it was a gem, so I added to that. It was a lot of plus crit. That's what it was. It was a lot of plus crit. So that was good. And before that, I actually got Fun recently up to 76. And I said that correctly this time, and I didn't say 66. and he is about 25% of the way left to get to 77.
That you almost have 380s. Yep. I can't.
Well, we already have two people in the guild that have 380s.
I there's one person in my guild that has 380s.
We have
there's a couple people with two.
Yeah.
But only one with three.
Yeah, we have our priest. He leveled his priest first, but then our main priest, and then he leveled a rogue by himself because that's his farmer. So he just did that after he leveled the priest. He was doing that on his free time. And then we all leveled. When we leveled the three of us together, we had a group of three. He did his pally, his prot pally. So that's his three, is the priest, rogue, and prot pally. And then we have another person who has a resto druid, and that's his main. And then he also leveled a mage and a rogue.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The land of alts.
Yes.
The main and then, is king.
Yeah, so I'm at two and, almost three quarters or two thirds, something like that. But, I just want to get Fun up to a point where he can fly, because he's my miner.
Yeah.
And it's so, I mean, like, I was running for a mine today, like, a couple times I was running, trying to get to a mine, and some guy just swoops down and takes it, and I want to be that swooper. I want to be the swooper as opposed to the swoopy. No, I mean, I tend to look and see if there's somebody heading toward
bad thoughts just came in my mind. Yes, well. And I just have to stop. So, by the way, my inscription's finally over 400. Woo. I have my shoulder enchants, which rock. They're awesome. Nice. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Cool. I maxed out my alchemy.
Cool.
Finally. So Fira doesn't have any more leveling of her talents or professions anymore. All done. Mm. Well, I guess I should work on first aid now that she's my main. Because I hadn't actually leveled her first aid.
Don't let Cass hear this part of the podcast.
Yes. I will. the biggest thing is I just hate, I don't want to send cloth. I don't want to use cloth for bandages. I want to send it to my tailor because he still needs it for, like, he needs so much to level tailoring. And so it's like, don't want to send it. But I will. No, it's gone pretty well. I think it's moving pretty well. I'm still having fun. Fira has so many quests to do now still. I mean, I have like half of the world still to quest in and get some money and do some fun stuff. And then obviously fun is now in Sholazar. Actually, I did part of Grizzly Hills, then I ran over to Sholazar because I like Sholazar better. And doing those quests there. And I think I'll ding 77 soon. Depends on raids and stuff. But it's going pretty quick.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I think that is it for the news, unless you have something else.
No, that's all for me.
Okay. And next up is the Lady Jess herself.
The Lady Jess.
Joins up for a very, very amusing interview.
It was great. I don't know why you're making little voices and sounds. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's because you and her made fun of me for the whole thing. But that's okay. I'm used to that with Jess.
You can handle it.
I'm used to that with Jess.
You're like an owlkin, right?
Yeah. Or I got thick feathers. You can
handle it. Your feathers. You're fluffy. We didn't dig that deep. Come on now.
Oh, wait. This is funny. Just quick. We were going into the Violet Hold, and the rogue who's with us said he looks like a coat. He said he looks like a coat rack. Like his gear looks like he's a coat rack. Yeah. And I said, well, that's okay. I look like the coat. Because I was out my boomkin. But anyway. Here comes Jess. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Sia from bananashoulders.com, and this week's Twisted Blog is...
Halt, lad. There's an inscription on the dais. It's a warning. It says, whomsoever takes up this blade shall wield power eternal. Just as the blade rends flesh, so must power scar the spirit. Oh, I should have known. The blade is cursed. Let's get the hell out of here.
And our blogger of the week is Lady Jess from Casual Tree of Warcraft. Jess is a happily married mom of two daughters and two dogs, and her hubby is in the U.S. Army. She likes photography, chatting, blogging, WoW, and other computer-related things. Sounds like she's on the dating game. Sorry. Her blog is a mix of real life and WoW life, although I think she now has two blogs again, or she will be. And Lady Jess was chosen as her name because when she started the site, her WoW character was Jessmin, and she was doing a quest, and one of the non-player characters called her Lady Jessmin, and she liked it. So anyway, I think we're just going to start and say hi. Hey, Jess.
Hi. Wow, I just waved at the computer screen.
We do that too. Wave. Hi.
Hi.
Wave at the camera. I have a camera, but it's not connected.
Well, that takes half the fun out of it.
Welcome to the show.
No eyebrows.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to introduce Bachelor number one. No. She enjoys wave riding. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so. I'm sure her husband will really appreciate that.
He can't hear her on
the podcast. It's like, and today's Bachelorette is
Bachelorette of the night. Our eligible WoW Bachelorette.
Hey, you know, somebody might actually start that. It might as well be you.
WoW dating game.
We can get Finn the cheesy polyester suit.
Oh yeah, don't need a polyester suit. You can't see anything. Do they have a polyester suit in the game?
Overly bright teeth.
Do they have a polyester suit in the game?
No, but they
need to have like a game show host outfit.
With a microphone. With like a gnomish microphone.
There you go.
Did you get your coins from the thing that you get the coins from? Lunar Festival.
Coins from the thing you get the coins from. Yeah, that thing. Yes, the thing, the coins, the thing that I did. Yes. I got a few.
I love the tangents where we're going right now. We haven't even started yet, and look where we're going. That's awesome.
So the first question to our bachelorette is... Bree, you start.
Sorry, I'm thinking you now you have me thinking about that stupid like dating game,
yes.
You know, where the chick.
Wait, at least it's not the honeymoon or whatever
and
that honeymoon.
And the three
one.
Guys are sitting behind.
Yes,
the screen,
yes.
And she gives him a question, and she's like, and I could just see Jess asking like, "Okay, if you were undead,
where would you take me on our first date, and why?"
Yeah. Like, what would you be your ideal
thing?
Brains?
Well,
brains.
I take you down to the Arachnid Quarter.
Oh, good. I haven't been there.
We go visit an Ubercon. Take a lap or two around Maxena.
Oh, then have a lovely picnic in the middle of Burning Stone.
Yes, with Mr. Bigglesworth.
The last seat, or whatever it is, in that instance with the pretty mushrooms.
Yes, pretty
there.
Mushrooms. Anyway, speaking of pretty mushrooms, Bree asked the first question. speaking okay, of bad segues.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jess.
Yes, Bree.
Bachelorette number one. Okay, so seriously. All
right. Yeah, right.
Now... You have a number of, you have a couple of blogs, not just your wild blog, but pertaining to your wild blog, how long have you been blogging about your tunes?
Oh, I think I started November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
In what year was that? 2008.
1998.
No,
2007.
No, 2007, yeah. Because I've been reading your blog for a while.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we're in a new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you passed that 1 year mark.
About 2007. My idea was actually I was going to be nice and start a website for my guild because, you know, they didn't have one, or at least mm-hmm. not a good one, and I knew I could do better. But the guild leader said, no, I want to be in control of that. So I said, all right, I'll just blog about WoW in general. So I did.
That works.
All right. That's very cool. Now we know why, Jess. That question's kind of moot. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You should have read your
the NPC.
Yeah.
That said.
Yeah, I was going to say, Fim already answered one question.
Yes.
Hello, yes,
lady
he did.
Jasmine.
He did. Yes. I didn't know the answer to that because I read your about page after.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But she did have an about page. So she gets points.
Yes,
for that.
No. Thank you for having an about page.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I swear I'm going to badger every single person that comes on the show.
No one's
want
to come to the show.
I want to know when I go to a WoW blog, especially if it's somebody in the blog Azeroth chat room, I really like to know if I'm talking to a guy or a girl. Because I know I made the mistake with Mairdrid. I thought it was a she.
Yeah.
So you should have an about page at least to say, call me a boy or a girl or something.
Call me a boy. Call me an alien.
You know, you don't even have to say that. It's like, which pronoun would you like me to apply to you? That's
yes.
it.
He or she.
You know, I don't really care if it's true or not. Just which pronoun would you like me to use?
Exactly.
You know?
Definitely.
If you're deciding to change your sex, that's fine. Just let me know. Just let me know. So I don't make the faux pas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Fim.
Yes.
Continue forth.
Yeah. The question I'm going to ask next has to do with you, it seemingly separating your blogs again, but I'm going to ask the combined question of why did you combine them in the first place and now why are you separating them now?
I combined them in the first place because I was lazy and it was too much work to keep up two blogs. And it was okay for a while, but then I got in a really angry mood about something the army did or something the president did or something political. And I wanted to blog about it, and I was like, but my WoW blog is not the place to tick off 200 readers that may disagree with me. So I was holding myself back by blogging all in one. So
Maticus does that every day.
But Maticus can get away with it.
Oh, okay. Just,
he is just saying. Maticus.
He ticks off way more than 200 readers every day. Jeez. I don't not saying I'm one of them. I'm just saying that he has a lot of controversy on his site. So.
He does.
He does it on purpose.
I know what Jess is talking about. His controversy is WoW controversy.
Yes.
Controversy.
Oh, yes, yes. Sure, controversy is presidential controversy.
Yeah, it's political. And politics is a lot hotter than WoW.
With the whole being married to the army thing and the way people feel about Iraq at the moment, and there's so many different cultures and people and different views in the WoW community, I figured I might as well go back to my personal blog where I can gripe about being an army wife or having moody teenagers or the dog howling till 3 in the morning and keep my WoW stuff WoW-related.
That works.
So I reserve the right to have a really happy moment in there every once in a while.
Happy moments. What are those?
What are those? No. So you were mentioning that you. I mean, we know that you're in the army. That you're married to your husband's in the army. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because you have your separate site. Your site that you're separating now. It's not done yet, but you're separating it again. And you guys are dealing in that unique situation that you're. That you haven't been in, your husband hasn't been in the army for a very long period of time. How long has he been in? For like 7 years, you were
It'll
saying?
Be 7 years in March.
Right. So how has that been, like that whole transition? Because you guys have teenagers and all that, don't you? Two girls?
Yeah. One's 15, one's 13. They were, I forget how old they were when he joined. He joined in 2001. Mm-hmm. So they were pretty little. They were still in elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'd been married 9 years at that point, so him joining was like a total shift in perspective. But they've adjusted really well, and I like to think I have. He's over there smiling.
You get to hear one side of the conversation.
The husband looks over. Well, that's very cool, very cool. So
I have my Scarlett O'Hara moments, but...
Does he turn to you and say, I'm sorry, I don't give a damn?
Sometimes I think he'd like to, but he hasn't yet. We've been married for 15 years. He kind of knows when the top of Jess's head blows off to just walk away.
And right now he's hearing like half of the thing, which he hasn't yet, but okay, what didn't I do yet?
he must be scratching his head like, what? Okay, whatever. And back to whatever he's doing.
Back to
TV. He spends a lot of time being married to me, scratching his head and saying, okay, whatever.
I can see that.
See, he shrugged and agreed.
So what is it about blogging that you enjoy so much? How long have you been blogging in total?
I started blogging when he joined the army.
Okay.
And it was just a way to, I started with like the free open diary and there was diaryplace.com, places like that. It was mostly about the community because you'd find people in the same situation with a lot of good advice and people that every once in a while would tell you to suck it up and move on when you needed to. Mm-hmm. And it was a great way to think out loud and worry and stress and yell and scream without having to worry and stress and yell and scream.
Makes sense. So that's what you enjoy about blogging is that ability to do that?
Or yeah, I like being able to get my thoughts out of my head every once in a while just to get it outside myself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm a dweller. I had a friend up in Alaska that would, I get, and Fim's seen it in the guild. I'll get on a tangent and I will dwell and I'll just stick to it for hours sometimes, so it's better for me to just go blog and get it out of my system.
All right.
It works. And so what is your main right now in WoW?
Oh, my druid. My tree.
Yes.
I shake my leaves tree. And Healy things happen.
Healy things happen. But you didn't always, you weren't always a druid. You were, when I started reading your blog, you were a priest.
Yes, Jess was a priest. She was a yo-yo priest. She couldn't decide whether she wanted to be holy or shadow.
Yeah.
But
the identity crisis.
Yes, constantly. I only rolled her because when we moved to Washington, we were staying with a friend. And he played, on Kazgaroth, and his guild needed priests. Mm-hmm. I said, well, if you need healers, I can just transfer my druid over. She's level 40, I can level her up, blah, blah, blah. Transfers were closed to Kazgaroth at the time. So I rolled the priest, and somehow got her to 70, and then when transfers opened up, I moved the druid in, and never looked back.
Very cool, very cool. So for a time, I mean, our listeners may not know this, but Jess was actually in Fim's guild.
For a time.
For a period of time. For a time. For a moment.
For about six months.
One moment in time.
So the how
if he
was
starts
the
singing, I'm running away.
That's why I just kind of said it.
Great, hey, now the song's some, in my head.
I think Mize said when listening to the last episode went, ooh, a little mini song from Fim. I was like, wow, somebody appreciates me. Fine.
Well, when did you sing? I don't remember.
I sang with the new jingle for Voices of the Nether. I was just, off the top.
Oh.
I was just kind of.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought he was referring to, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I was just singing Voices from the Nether in some other different way.
Oh, there's so many.
Some people appreciate me.
I totally appreciate you.
We all appreciate you
wholeheartedly.
Sure. So easy to thwap around. And
oh, you appreciate thwapping me.
Yes, we appreciate thwapping you.
Okay. Thwap away.
So, Jess, what was one of your... I have to bring it up because it was very funny. I remember you blogging about it, and you had been in his guild like maybe like a week when it happened. The night that you guys went to, what was it, Kara?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Was it Kara?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was an instance, and that Fim's druid died like 18 times.
Oh, constantly. Poor Fira.
I think it was the first time I had brought her in there or something. I don't know. It was pretty close.
Yeah, something like that.
And she just kept dying and dying and dying. Because I didn't have any, I don't think I had any of the, like, the lower your threat talents. And,
you know,
boomkins, it's like I would hit anything with a moonfire, and all of a sudden it'd be like, run over me. I'm dead again. And just be like,
And she actually blogged about it, because I know it amused her so much that she's like, oh, it's the boomkin of death.
No, what did you say?
What did
Jess,
you name
well, no, she said, please ignore the...
Please
ignore
disregard the dead moonkin.
That's it. Please disregard the dead moonkin.
Was my blog title.
I think that's what I said.
With Mythos, yes.
I said that.
Actually,
I
think it was Krim that said it.
Or Foose or somebody, I don't know. Somebody said, please disregard the dead
moonkin.
One of
those funny people said it.
Yes. And, she blogged about that, and then pronounced me the laser chicken of doom.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
That might be the same night I drowned the tank.
I think so.
You drowned the tank?
Yeah, I drowned the tank one of my first runs with them.
How did you drown the tank?
Well, you dropped him off the ledge.
I threw him off the bridge.
Yeah. She was following her. And, yeah.
He put me on follow, and I levitated off the bridge because the raid leader said, hey, all you guys waiting up there at the bridge at the back door, come back down around the front. We're going to port up to Shade's room. It's like, oh, what? That's right. We killed Shade yesterday. I didn't know he had me on follow. I had no idea, and it had nothing to do with the fact that he was a male dwarf, I swear.
Yes.
Oh, what? There's stuff against male dwarfs?
She levitated, and he didn't.
Plate does not levitate.
Yes. Male dwarf, non-priests do not levitate.
He just went splat at the bottom. I'm not sure if the impact killed him or he drowned when he got there.
That's nice.
Yes.
So... So, now, you've had DPS characters, you've had healing characters, so now your druid's a resto druid. So what is it? What are you enjoying? What, I guess, the deciding factor that you decided to stay as a healer for right now?
Yep, I love healing on a druid. I don't love healing on a priest. There are other people that love that. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
But on a druid, I love it. I also love having the power that, you know, if that certain dwarf paladin tank that we have, who I love to pieces, by the way, but I can threaten to let him die.
You have the power.
I have the power. I hold his life in my little branches.
Jeez. Branches. Like, who was saying something? Oh, I was listening to the Outlandish podcast, and they were talking about how the trees should have seasons.
We should.
Yeah.
I want to look like Apple Bough in the summer.
Yeah, you guys should have seasons, totally.
But then again, in the winter, I don't want to run around naked either.
Well, I mean, I guess I can put little, like you know, icicles or something on there.
Oh, no, I to see, icicles would be cool.
Yeah, see? Yeah, it would be like dressing. It's, you know, I see. So, how long have you been playing WoW?
Since November of 2006. Right after he got home from his deployment, I started playing while he was in another training school for a month. And I sat there going, where was this when he was gone for a year? Because I'd get up in the morning, I would log in, I would start playing, and the next thing I know, my kids are coming in the door from school, and 6 hours have passed.
Wow.
It definitely passes the time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes. So... beyond your druid, which I would assume is your first favorite class, your favorite class?
Absolutely.
What is your second favorite class currently?
That would have to be my rogue.
Ah, look at that. Nice little change up there.
Well, it used to be my hunter because I didn't have a rogue. I couldn't play rogues. I refused to even try. I always got them to like level 10 and then deleted them.
So then what caused this one to pass the level 10 benchmark?
Well, my husband plays a rogue. He plays a combat rogue, I think. And he one day decided he was going to play Let's Roll a Million Alts, and he tried a priest. And I said in guild chat at the time, I said, well, if he can play a priest, I can play a rogue. So I rolled a rogue. And one of the guildies at the time came over to the Draenei start zone, because I always go and level there. And he gave me lessons on how to rogue. And I've been hooked ever since. I never gave up on her. She made it the whole way. She's 72 now.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
She gave lessons on how to rouge.
She can what, huh?
She gave you lessons. He gave you lessons on how to rouge.
Yes, how to rouge. It was a cosmetology class, really.
Yes, yes. Backstab, backstab, rouge, rouge.
But she learned something new the other day. I was out questing with her, and I'm in Howling Fjord, and, you know, the burning part of Howling Fjord where you have to kill, like, 1,000,010 little proto-whelps?
Mm-hmm.
They're sappable.
Only 1,000,003.
Sorry, 1,000,003. I accidentally sapped one. I hit the wrong button. I went to hit ambush, and I hit sap, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. They changed sap now to include,
anything with a head.
Dragonkin, and... yeah.
That's what they said. They said anything that has a head with a brain in it, that you could sap it.
You still can't get the undead, but I went and tried it on a shovel tusk, and you can sap those.
It did or didn't?
It did.
Yeah, I think beast, dragonkin. No, before it was only human. But now it's human, dragonkin, and I think beasts, and I think that's it. I think those are the three that you can sap. Yeah.
All the stuff with a head with a brain in it.
Yeah, head with a functioning brain.
It's still,
you know?
The jury's still out on whether we can sap Fim, though.
I'm already sap. You can't resap. Oh, wait, you can.
Fim's so dry, you can't sap.
You can't double sap. I start sapped.
You can't tap sap. He's already been
can't
tapped.
Can't double
up.
Tap? Hey, now when you just cause aggro, you get tapped.
Thank God.
I can hit something with what's the priest, Shadow Word Pain, and it taps it. I don't have to get somebody else stealing my mob.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what else I noticed? And again, I put this out to Outlandish because I just heard the podcast on the latest one today, and they mentioned it, and I noticed it for the first time today, that when you go out to quests now, and there's like items, right? Like a chest. Not a chest, but like an item to pick up or whatever.
1 second.
It now takes like a second.
Yeah, everything.
Yes. To loot. Yeah. Instead of like an eternity, yep. So that a mob could come and eat you, yep, as you're looting.
Did you notice instances that have like a chest for the boss loot that's instant now? You don't have to use it. Like it doesn't, you know, like you always like would line up for the chest after the chest event, and it would take forever. Oh, and you know, the like opening, oh, in use, opening, in use, opening, you know? So, but yeah, now it's like you hit it and it says in use, or it lets you do it and immediately get it. So.
Oh, so no more screaming for people to stop opening the damn chest so that the loot master can actually.
You still tell the loot master. You still tell everybody not to touch the chest until the loot master touches it, because they go to then do that. Then when they're done, though, everybody can quickly get all their stuff and move on. So
excellent. Can you imagine if Kara was 25 man and it took 25 people opening that chest to get the stupid badges? Oh my gosh,
that'd be annoying. Well,
took half an hour for 10 of us.
Yeah. So Four Horsemen now has Four Horsemen has a chest at the end.
Yeah.
And that's like where you notice. And also in Halls of Stone, that the little gauntlet boss, mm-hmm, that chest is same idea.
So, excellent.
Cool. Anyway, this is kind of part of usually our news section, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
We bring the news to all, yes, including Jess, yes, in the interview.
Yes.
Somebody's got to keep Jess in the loop.
Yes.
There you go. See?
And I think...
She. Why should she wait until the podcast comes out? She's special. She should know now.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll start doing more live recordings, and then everybody will know.
And everybody will know.
Anyone who stays up late.
It's not late for me.
Or your West Coast people who it's not late for.
For other people, it's like, my God, an ungodly hour.
Yeah, no, it's not that late for me either. But it's because we are night owls. Hoot, hoot.
We are.
Night Boonkin.
And if people are wondering, it's 1:20 in the morning right now.
For us.
Eastern Standard Time.
For us, Eastern Standard Daylight Time, whatever time it is.
Yeah. For you Floridians.
For all you people, I'm going to forget this, so I'm going to put it in now. And I know, once again, I'm going off on a tangent. If you have WordPress... Okay, and you live in a place, if you live in a place that does daylight savings time, so it switches back and forth, don't forget to update your blog, because it does not update automatically. So you go into settings and you have to change it. I noticed that the other day on the TNB one, and I changed it. I don't think I changed mine though, or maybe I changed mine into TNB. Anyway, you have to do it manually. It doesn't do it automatically.
Okay. So, thank you for the fantastic tip.
Good tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah, I just found that out the other day when I was screwing around with the stats. I was looking at this. Oh, it was TMB because we had lost. Remember, the site was down. So the site came back up, and I was looking at the stats to see, okay, we're getting some hits again. And I said, wait, it's 9 o'clock and we're getting hits for 10. There's something wrong. They broke something. What did they do? And then I went to the page, and it actually tells you on the page that if you do daylight savings time, you have to change this manually. So. Tip of the week. Tip. Right there. In the middle.
And back to Jess.
And now, there's your tip of the week. And back to Bree and Jess with the rest of your interview. And Bree's going to ask the next question before we go off on another tangent.
We got to rein him in. No, I'm just joking. Kidding. I went off on the
Jeez. Easy trigger.
It's like... How can we get this done? We can't. We got a host turned into a horse. The other Where's one encouraging him. This is horrible.
On an apple.
Staple it in, boys. Staple it in.
I don't want Pookie to come kick my butt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. He's busy with mare. Don't worry about it. He's like permanently attached to mare now. Don't worry about it.
To mare.
That's a bad visual.
Bear walks around and Pookie's attached to his cheek. Yeah.
You wonder why Bree's not like actually playing with Pookie anymore? Well, that's because he's permanently attached to Mare.
Poor Pookie. Oh,
we love you, Mare.
Mare is awesome.
Yeah, Mare is awesome.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Okay, if you're not going to ask the question, I'm going to ask it. So,
I can't even so talk right
Jess,
now.
How are you enjoying Lich?
Oh, I'm enjoying Lich muchly.
Muchly enjoying of the Lichness?
There's muchly enjoying of the Lich. Yes.
Much enjoyment is being procured
and
of Lich.
It just reminded me of Wizard of Oz for some reason.
The Lich of Oz, what? The
Munchkins?
Huh?
What
is it?
Muchly.
The Munchkins?
The little people.
Well, we have Munchkins. They're just gnomes.
They represent the Lollipop Guild?
Yes.
Okay.
And due to the huge popularity of the Twisted Nether blogcast, we are now going to see a guild on every server called the Lollipop Guild.
They have to have a
made
coroner.
Up of all gnomes.
They have to absolutely. My wife's favorite part of Wizard of Oz is when the Munchkin coroner comes out and pronounces the witch dead. Like, absolutely, positively, or whatever he says. It's like, that's her favorite part of the whole movie. Anyway.
That's mine, too.
Is it really? That's cool.
Yes.
My youngest son loves the horse of another color. That's, like, his favorite part. That
I
and
totally
when the witch
want one of those.
Shoots the fireball down at the scarecrow. He likes that, too. That's the evil part of him coming out.
I was so bad for the scarecrow. Until we started doing Kara and... Then I really wanted it to die. Yeah. I wanted to throw fireballs.
Yeah. I want to know if the witch is the
gone.
Witch like a warlock with like we you know she, or a mage? Like that's what I want to know.
She's just an embittered.
She kind of has like those monkey warlock. Things. Those are kind of like demons, right?
Those are like gargoyles.
Yeah, maybe she's a death knight.
She's a death knight.
Yeah.
Death knight. Yeah, there we go.
Death knight.
Okay.
Deathlock.
Okay.
We got it. Deathlock. So, that's an actual person. Okay. Anyway.
All right,
next.
On to the next.
You get to ask this time. You can stop laughing.
So Jess, what's your favorite aspect of the game outside of the obvious, you know, raiding, farming, PvP, and that stuff?
Whose favorite aspect of the game is going to be farming?
I know several people. No, really. That they love to farm. I mean, it's like a compulsion.
I like farming herbs on my
early to farm.
On my druid. I like farming herbs on my druid now because I can fly around and just swoop down and steal herbs from people.
Oh, that part I enjoy, yes. No, I don't enjoy you druid stealing herbs.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I fly around and pick up herbs and keep going.
Pick up quest items. That made it so much easier.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to get out of bird form.
My favorite aspect outside of raiding, farming, and PvP, fishing.
Really?
Fishing, yes. If you have max fishing, you have a guaranteed moneymaker.
Huh? Keep hearing that.
Buff
foods. I'm convinced it makes money. I'm just not convinced of the enjoyment value.
I can't do it.
I'm coordinated enough to chat while I fish.
Tell me to shut the hell up and stop QQing. You just do it already.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Besides, you can farm up the giant sewer rat. Which, with the 75 pet achievement, every pet helps.
True.
And you can
Why
farm up the points
sewer
from
rat,
the fountain.
I don't know, but yeah, you can.
Giant super rat. Giant sewer rat is awesome. Especially if you have a gnome in your party.
Yeah.
And give it a pet biscuit. It's bigger than the gnome.
They need to put a Pittsburgh jersey on it. Then it would be good.
Yeah. Put a Steelers jersey on it. It would be awesome.
You know what they need to bring next, okay?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, boy, did I get dirty looks from across the room.
That would be something that cooking person would make. Out of rat meat.
Oh, well,
new recipe,
you know,
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, exactly.
Makes you win Super Bowls.
Woohoo.
It's your I win button. You eat it and you go in and one shot every raid.
Oh yeah,
because you're a Steelers fan, right?
Oh yes,
yeah, big Steelers fan. Aren't they going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They're going to be in your neighborhood.
I'm like totally off. Like
by the time you listen to this,
they
will have won the Super Bowl.
They are in the Super Bowl. They would have probably won the Super Bowl.
By the time you listen to this, they'll have left Tampa and have won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's our. That's my prediction.
So you know what they should put next for the vanity pets? I'm convinced. They need to put those ridiculous outfits that people put on dogs and cats.
Woohoo!
You know who? You know, Harris Pilton would probably sell them, too.
No, she'd sell one of those little bags that you can, like, stick your pet inside and hold it. So, like, you'd carry around a little pet and you'd stick it out of his face out of it.
Little pink purse with a giant sewer rat sticking out of it.
You have to buy the gigantic purse or something. They need to have
Add more pets.
Yeah, the next set of non-combat pets should be all the NFL mascots. Have them running after you.
The Steelers don't have a mascot.
Well, they can make one.
What's up with that?
Could be Ben Roethlisberger.
It just wouldn't work. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger. The pet dolphin.
You walk around with
the same
pet
way that you run around with a shark. You know, it only comes out.
Right, it could be like Land Shark.
There you go.
Land Shark.
Land Shark. You're that Land Shark, aren't you?
Okay, hey, crocolisks can have 6 legs, sharks can have 2.
Yes, they're like mermaids.
Or walk around on their fins or something.
They're like mermaids. When they're out of the water, they get feet. Something.
There you go, a pet naga.
Ooh, there you go.
A mini
naga
bash.
Naga baby. It can do
the
little
Rat
baby.
The
you know that little baby dance?
I was in the middle of writing that pet guide, and Rat Shag in Blog Azeroth chat says, "You didn't forget Mini Vaj, did you?" And I'm like furiously searching Wowhead to find out where to get this, and wondering at the same time if I can solo it before he finally said, "You realize I'm just pulling your leg, right?"
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm playing along. Can't you tell?
Nelson, I wasn't quick enough to do that.
Did I fool you?
Well, there's a mini Tyriel. There should be a mini something else. It's
well, that would
impossible.
Be on Diablo. Diablo would have the mini Illidan or something. You should have pets in Diablo 3, little mini non-combat pets that follow you around. I suggest that, Blizzard, if you're listening, mini non-combat pets in Diablo 3. There you go.
I suggest we have like a maximum amount bigger than 1 of non-combat pets that we can have following us around.
There you go. Like, well, you 5. Can have... You can, like, use the critter thing and have, like, a bunch of critters.
Then they say, Oh, Queen Jess.
Just use the critter bites.
Oh, I got
you could have, like,
good idea. I'd like that.
Rats running around following you.
Listen, screw the lady, man. Go for the whole thing.
There you go.
You know? Why sell yourself short?
Exactly.
Anyway.
No, this is true. Well, for women out there, don't sell yourself short. Don't call yourself a lady. Go for the full Monty,
Queen
man.
Jess.
Queen Jess.
Yeah, and none of that princess shit. Don't do that. just go for Queen.
Queen Bree. There.
Queen Bree.
Goddess. Go for that.
Oh, even better.
Golden goddess.
There we go.
That's addressing.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
We are going to go to the next question.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
The question is, what's your favorite role to play in a PvE setting? I think we already know
healer.
That, though. Yeah.
I think he knows, yeah.
I already knew that
Well,
one.
Because before, I wasn't totally sure, because she's gone to many different settings, so I want to...
She has tried them all and has settled on
healing.
Tree.
Healing. Tree, yes. Like waving my branches.
Yes.
I have the power.
Tradwian.
The power of the thieves.
He did that to me on Vent, and I started laughing so hard I couldn't heal. I'm pretty sure 3 people died when he pulled that.
But she said, I like just standing here and I wave my branches, and I said, "You're a Tradwian." And she went, "Oh."
You see, just at that point, you should have told them, send your repair bills to Fim.
Yep.
Thank you very much. He is the cause for your death.
Nah, I was the cause of many people's death that had nothing to do with making them laugh.
When they changed Shadow Meld, I almost killed the mage. Totally by accident.
Yeah, you pop it and they just go from you to them.
Yeah, I was standing right beside the mage and got a critical heal on regrowth, I think it was. And I got the aggro warning, so I Shadow Melded, and one of those ushers dang near took out the Mage, you saw me shadow meld into him ice block, and I felt bad for the person that was third in line.
That's usually the warlock.
I have one of my friends. We were going to do the elder achievement, right? And so we're pulling. We're not even like really trying to tank this. It was like normal, whatever. We're doing this. No, it was on heroic. It was Gundrak, and we're four-manning it. We're just trying to get to the guy, to the boss, to get to the elder. And yeah, we're there. The tank's pulling a bunch of guys, and he accidentally targets another group, and the group starts heading for him. Right, I'm right behind him. What does he do? He ice blocks. So everybody's coming after me. So see, don't feel bad.
Everybody does it.
Okay, so we'll move on. Your favorite vanity pet. Since you wrote that great guide, what's the favorite one?
Oh, I have 67 vanity pets. But my favorite has to be my black tabby.
Oh, okay.
Mm. It was a birthday gift from one of my guildies.
Aw.
Aw, that's sweet.
I was trying and trying and trying on my little level 27 warlock horde side to get that little thing. And every time the rare spawn would be there, it would drop a belt. And every day this guildie would ask me, did you get the cat yet? Did you get the cat yet? And I said, no, no. And finally I said, I gave up. I'm not trying anymore. And that was the day they gave it to me because they were afraid I'd change my mind about giving up, knowing my thing about non-combat pets. So they put it in the mail and I logged in and there he was sitting in my mailbox.
Aww.
You know, ripping all your mail apart.
Purring and saying hello.
Peeing mommy, on the potions. Get out of there. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Very cool. So next up, what is one pet peeve you have regarding WoW and its players?
Oh, just one?
Yes, the big one.
That are one so
or
many.
Two. You could, whatever, however many you would like. Well,
yeah,
you have
a
while. Tape's not going to run out anytime soon.
Biggest complaint is druids in flight form. When they're doing like the lower level dailies, like the ones for the Kalawak, where you have to gather the supplies. I'm trying to do this on a rogue who can't fly yet. She's only like, I think she was 70 at the time. And I have to run between the spawns. And this two druids, one horde, one alliance, kept swooping down and grabbing them and taking off. Now, I understand you have to give them. You might not see a person standing there right away because the graphics having to catch up. But generally, when I'm doing it on my druid, I stop. I hover for a couple seconds, make sure nobody's around. And if I see somebody running towards the thing, I go to a different one. But the blatant inconsideration, I guess, would be my biggest pet peeve.
Okay. And that's a good one to have. Because it's mean.
It is.
So, what, this is, it's going to be our last question, Jess. And it's an important one. So, I want you to think really hard.
Okay. I'm ready.
You ready? Yeah. If you had to choose a new druid form that only Fim could use, what would it be?
Without a doubt, armadillo form. I think Bree just fell off her chair.
I just want to know why.
Okay.
I just got an image of Fim's face with this, like, big bulky body. I want to know why.
Well, okay, he plays a druid, and all druid forms have to have a high armor count. Even trees have a higher armor count, so armadillos have that. And if you've ever heard Fim during a raid, when something even looks at him cross-eyed, you hear him go, ah! And then he usually dies.
I used to. I don't die anymore, amazingly enough. I don't know why. Better
but
healers.
Armadillos have this wonderful ability when they see something coming, like, say, a big coyote's coming to eat them, they can go, ah! Curl up into a ball and play dead.
I want a picture
I, actually,
of that.
What's funny is during raids, I've always said that I wanted to have possum form for druids, where, like, because you know, it's like a feigned death. Like, that would be the, like, the only thing they could do in that form. Like, you know, in Tree you can heal only, well, not anymore really. In Boomkin you can only, like, you know, boom. And in possum form, all you can do is play dead. So, like, you turn to a possum and lie down.
No. I love this.
And I originally the armadillo started
as you turn into a actual little cocoon, a ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually was talking to my real life friend and a guildie and another guildie of Fims today on the phone, and we were laughing about this question.
So Jessica got consulted about what could possibly be
I forget which one he said, and then I thought of possums. And then possums led me to armadillos. Because armadillos have more armor.
I think it's an excellent choice.
Yes.
So if armadillos it's resistant and you get hit, at least you have armor.
Yes. Well, see, it would be cool if you had, like, an attack where you could roll up into a ball and, like roll at somebody. That would be cool.
Well, there you go. Armadillo. That would
be awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you, really, Fim, you really want to be an armadillo.
The only problem is they're usually found dead on the side of roads. So
that's what I was gonna say. Possums are like roadkill.
Exactly.
Yeah, I never really don't.
I lived in Pennsylvania. Armadillos are roadkill too. And I never once saw a live possum.
Yeah, they're all dead. Yeah. Well, that's but see, like, really when you see them, you're not sure always if they're really dead. Now, if they are flat, it's usually they're dead. That's a hint.
If
they are a centimeter thick, they are dead for real. Otherwise,
our favorite joke back home was, why did the chicken cross the road? To prove to the possum it could be done.
Oh my.
Never saw a live one.
I think you have a better chance as armadillo.
Maybe. They get killed too very easily.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a little bit more faith in their skin than the possums. Yeah.
But I can just picture Fim using it, rolling up into a little ball and going, while he rolls away.
With the little... You have the little, like, the speech bubble? There'll be a little ball, and then there'll be a speech bubble going,
I need to make a macro that just says,
Oh, that would be funny.
Well...
I want it in the photo.
Jess, what did I do with Vent to you?
What?
The little button?
Yes, he had one of those little voicey things on Vent, and every time I'd die, or just when he felt like Vent was too quiet, I would hear, someone res the Jessmin.
Someone res Jessmin.
It was good times.
Fun. Well, I had used those once when I was in a hotel room and I was playing on my laptop and I couldn't use Vent because I could listen, but I couldn't talk because everybody was sleeping right there. So I created a whole bunch of these little bound keys for Vent with text to speech. And like, it would be like, I'm ready and stuff like that. So everybody was laughing at me because I kept yes, I'm ready. And then I accidentally bound one of them to the same key I had to use in the game for something. Uh-huh. So every time I'd hit it, like all of a sudden it would be like spamming this sound off to everybody. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. After this fight, I'll change it. Oops.
Oh, I can just see that.
Yes. Fun. And I had one that was like, the Boomkin is dead or something like that, or...
Boomkin was always
dead. That one should be... Jess's voice should be recorded for that.
Well, it wasn't recorded. It was all text-to-speech.
Please disregard the dead Boomkin.
Yes.
Please step over the corpse.
Yes. Just move on. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see.
I'll be up in a second. He's used to it. It's fine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. So, Jess, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute blast to have you.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, and so we hope to speak to you very soon. So thank you so much again.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is your friendly neighborhood three-jawed noob Razorbacks, and here are some hot topics from the internet.
Give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to... Just give me some freaking magic before I kill somebody.
So we have hot pockets.
Pockets again. Pockets are hot. Watch your mouth. They are hot.
Yeah. They can squeal your
they
mouth.
Can, yes.
And you know what's horrible is when you burn your mouth and then you have that dangling piece of like skin.
That, like, flesh. Bothers charred you. Flesh.
And it gets it dangles on the top, on the roof of your mouth, and you're like picking at it with your tongue. You're back and forth. Yeah.
Okay. Let's anyway, talk about our topics. Not about the burnt top of your mouth.
Yeah. So we have a plea. Actually, we have two pleas.
Please.
And the first
and
plea is going to come from Bear, which is the Big Bear Butt himself.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Bear upgraded his WordPress and screwed up his feed.
Somehow, yes.
Yes. So he has a new RSS feed for his blog. So if you are using the old feed and notice that you have not been receiving any posts for the last month,
yes,
it's because of that. So we will put a link in the show notes so you can go to the site and download,
yes,
and subscribe again to his site.
Yes. I actually took a look at what was going on. And yeah, if you go to the FeedBurner feed, which is the original one that he was having a problem with, it actually mm-hmm. goes to a URL that when you go to that URL on his site, mm-hmm. you don't get the feed. And that's, I believe, the problem. I left a message on the comment on the post about this.
Yeah.
But I think if he just changes the goes to FeedBurner, not to the plugin, but goes to FeedBurner directly. This mm-hmm. is a hint for anybody else who's having this issue. Go to FeedBurner, log into FeedBurner. You can change the URL that your feed is using, like that it's pointing to. And mm-hmm. it's pointing to like a page, and that's causing the problem. The page doesn't exist. So if he just points it to like /feed or something like that, I'm not exactly sure. That should do it.
Right.
It might fix it so that FeedBurner works again. So okay. Suggestion, if he's listening, and I left it in the comment, but that might work. It's worth a try. I know mine didn't break with 2.7, but I don't know how it's set up. I didn't take a look.
As far as I know, mine isn't broken.
Yeah, but and then, I know TNB isn't broken. I know yeah. TNB isn't broken. I know mine isn't broken because I get my own. I have subscribed to my own feed, so I can see that they're showing up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to make sure they're showing up, right? I mean, if you didn't subscribe to your own feed, how do you know it's working?
Suggestion. Yeah, no. No, it's true, but I haven't even looked
at
my own feed, so
I know mine's
remember.
Working. So, and yours is working.
I have it on my burner.
I think, I'm pretty sure, since you, because you did 2.7 a while ago, and I've gotten one since then. Yeah. No,
because
I don't tend to go to people's sites directly. I read it in the reader.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, yeah, go there, change your feed over, and if he hasn't fixed it yet, he's also asking for bloggers to blog that people should go directly to his site right now to get
and subscribe, resubscribe.
Yeah, resubscribe.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So what's this about sandcastles?
Larissa from the pink pigtail inn.
The pig pigtail inn.
Yeah, it's like I have to stop to say the letter.
The pink pigtail inn.
Because it runs. I can read it, but it runs in my mouth. Anyway, she actually wrote an awesome post about... She was responding to a commenter on a previous post that she had, and the commenter was talking about... And this is an age-old... Not an argument, but it's an age-old discussion of whether or not people who leave the game, you know, they leave the game because they decide that it's taking too much of their lives or whatever and stuff like that. And some people put the idea that it's a waste, you know, that this whole thing that we're doing is a waste and we're wasting our lives and we're not doing anything, we're not getting anything productive out of it. And she wrote a really good post about that it's not anything in the sense that is tangible, in the sense of, you know, that you take away things from the game. But it's more like building a sandcastle. It's building something that, you know, is only going to last in momentarily, but it's just the pleasure of being able to put that together. And it's also, if anybody studied Buddhism, it's the same idea of the, mandala, that you build this intricate and very complex pattern with sand, colored sand, and at the end of it, as soon as it's finished, they wipe it. And they do that because everything is transitory, and just like how she's talking about with the sandcastles, and it means that you have to enjoy it for what it is and for that moment. And it's not about the end result or the fact that it's going to be something that you take away with you. It's enjoying that moment. And she's talking about, she had a really great line about feeling the sand in your fingers and stuff like that. And she also makes some valid arguments about, and I know for you and me, we both feel this way about the relationships and the sub-communities you build.
Mm-hmm.
With the, in the context of this shared affection that we have for this game. And whether or not the majority of us move on to another MMO or we quit altogether, in that moment, right now, at this moment, we're unified by the fact that we really enjoy this game. And you and I and our listeners are unified by even a smaller subsect of that, that we enjoy reading and we enjoy writing.
Yep.
So, all of us are bloggers who blog about this game. So, or read about this game and enjoy the bloggers who write about it. So, it's really intricate, and it's not something that's so simple to say that it's just a game. And I was actually having a discussion with this about one of my guild members when we were talking about the guild itself. And I'm like, you know that this is a game in itself, but mm-hmm. I don't think of it as a game. I think of it as a virtual portal by which I meet these people and yep. I communicate with them. And a lot of those connections, some of these connections that I'm going to take away are connections that have changed me as a person. And that's something that I can't go back to how I was before. I'm a different person than I was 4 years ago when I first started playing. And I have found it an enriching experience. And that's what she's saying
yeah.
through that. And, It's a fantastic post. I'm sorry I'm rambling.
No, it's okay. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Sounds good. No, I agree with what you said. Yeah, definitely. I did read this post. I was just wanted you to explain what you thought about it. And I thought you hit the nail on the head. It's the community, it's the friends and the friendships, and you know, whether they're virtual people or not. you know, that
Tim, are you really real? If I meet you in person, can I poke you?
I prefer if you didn't. But don't take off the 3D glasses. That's all I can say. Anyway, I agree. There is a lot you get from the game, and yes, the things we get in the game are not real, and you know, and they're just kind of, illusory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the friendships you make, even if you don't really know the people, you do get to know them pretty well, and you have fun together, and that's really the big thing. It's having fun. It's entertainment value. You know, what do you get out of going to a movie? Like, what do you get from that? Popcorn?
Right.
You gain weight? I mean, that's about it. You know, you don't gain anything from watching that movie other than having watched the movie. Well, same thing for the game. You gain from playing, from working together, from talking to other people, and even if you don't, you know, you have a good time, and that's what you gain from it, is have a good time.
Yeah, enjoying, it's a hobby, and it's enjoying that
yep.
for what it is, and enjoying that experience, and I know that I've talked to, you have different hobbies and different things you're interested in, and I know, like, when I talk to somebody about computers, and they get really into it, you know, it's a great conversation, and I have that same conversation when I talk to somebody about WoW, or I talk to somebody about books, because those are things that interest me.
Yep.
And
well, I could definitely not tell that you're interested in WoW, because, you know, we don't talk about that at all.
No, at all.
No.
Jeez.
Never,
God.
Not at all.
Jeez. No, at all. Okay, and since we're not going to talk about WoW, we'll just continue that trend.
No more talking about WoW.
No more talking.
No.
So talking about talking about the weather.
It's cold. Go ahead.
We'll actually talk about the subgenre or the subculture that we were talking about a second ago. And this ties into it, seeing how everything is interconnected, right?
Oh, yes.
Kestrel had a great little post that I read, and I actually saw this happen in action.
Yep.
Kestrel from Kestrel Aries. He wrote a post about how you may not even realize when you're in this is true for anybody who reads the blogs and not just the writers, but especially also for the writers. your blog, if you write your own blog or whatever, and you may, let's say that you're a paladin or whatever, you're a shaman or whatever, and you feel that you're pretty knowledgeable in that respect. This game, the whole point of the game is that you play with other people who play different classes, and when you're dealing in different roles, like a healing role, like Kess is a healing leader for his guild. You have to learn about all the other healing classes and how they work and how do you move them in and how can you help them improve. I mean, he's a priest. He doesn't know anything about pallies. So he wrote a post about how he wanted to help a paladin in his guild who isn't somebody who reads blogs. And he actually reached out to several bloggers who... To two actually bloggers, Shia from... Shia... Almost mispronounce it.
Sia from BananaShoulders.com.
Sia, yeah, I couldn't get it. Sia okay. From Banana Shoulders, and then Anna from Too Many Annas, to try and help him diagnose what this paladin could do to get to improve, and they actually helped the paladin. I mean, and this is somebody who they've never met, somebody that they're not gonna ever really meet, and it's only because Kess wanted to help him out that they're able to get together. And communicate and get and go through this and help improve somebody. And I know personally that Kess, when I was having a trouble with Patchworks, I asked Kess to review my web stats so that he could help me figure out why I was running out of mana too fast or whatever. And we diagnosed a problem, and I didn't have a problem ever since. And that's just showing that you do not have to isolate yourself. If you are blogging about WoW, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't reach out to any of the other bloggers who may be writing about something that you have a question about. Okay? It doesn't matter if it's your class or not. Because you may be in a position where you see somebody who needs help, or maybe you are trying to understand more about that person's class or their role, and it's an absolutely valid option to go and to write a letter to somebody who is considered an expert in that or is considered knowledgeable in it. And using these resources that we have out there, we didn't have these resources a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And our community has grown tremendously in that time. So take advantage of it.
Yep.
There's a lot of knowledge out there.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. So you're telling me that paladins can heal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the rumor.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I know they can heal.
You're gonna piss off every single paladin healer that listens to us.
I'm just joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. I've been waiting for you to stop talking so I could say that. I didn't want to interrupt you.
oh, thanks. I feel like I'm already rambling. So
no,
thanks
you're
a
not
lot.
Rambling. It was fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Talk, please. I usually am the one rambling on forever, so you know. Much I'm happy to share the stage of ramble. Rambling man. Anyway. Is this next one about how the Epic Dolls needs a new co-host?
Yes.
So yeah, I actually listened to this last episode. I listen on and off. And I just listened to the episode not long ago. And unfortunately Ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ray is leaving. Because she doesn't really play WoW all that much. So obviously if you don't play WoW that much, I guess it makes sense not to talk about it much. So they put out a call for, auditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like audition tapes, audio clips, whatever, for a new co-host, obviously female, because it's Epic Dolls. Mm-hmm. And I guess they would like people to send them some samples and such, and I guess if you go to their site, they have some more information on that.
Yeah, they'll have more information there, and Leah will have more information for you to be able to send them your submission, and if you're interested in doing it.
Yes.
So they're definitely looking for a new co-host.
Yes, it's an awesome podcast if you haven't listened
to it.
Yes,
awesome.
Which I can't
imagine
one of my favorites. You haven't listened to it. But if you haven't, go do it. I mean, they're great. It's a very well-produced podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some cool RP stuff in there, too, and lore stuff. It's very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yes. So, I think that's all our topics for this week. Our pockets for this week are full. Or they're not hot anymore. They've cooled off.
No.
We can eat them now.
Tempered. They're tempered.
So. And we'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Leafy from Leafshine Lust for Flower. And I've got five exciting things for you to do this week in WoW. Number one, go for the Elders of the Opposite Faction achievement. Yep, it's Lunar Week. Get in there, sneak into your enemy city, try and speak to the Lunar Elders there. It really is great fun. Number two, if you're in one of your capital cities and you see somebody of the Opposite Faction sneaking through, trying to get to an Elder, leave them alone. Go on, leave them alone, just for once. Don't kill them. Don't go for that paltry extra honourable kill. Just leave them be. They're having fun. It's a laugh. Leave them. Wave them. Hug them. Love them. Anything, but don't kill them. Number three. This week, get out your RSS reader. Click through to some of those posts and actually go in and leave a comment. Yeah, leave a comment. Get involved in a discussion. It's fun and it's too easy to forget to do it. Number four. That goes double for any of you who are actually reading my blog. More comments, please. Thank you very much. And number five, in a special shout out to Maticus of World of Maticus, get out there, hug a dwarf, and get a screenshot of it. Lovely. Thank you very much. Catch you soon. Bye bye.
Your flesh cannot hold out for long.
And we're back. Yes, we are.
Are you going to do the voice?
Whoa, wait. Yes. Wait, how should I do it? Should I do it the normal way or the different way? Should I say we have voices from the nether?
No, that's no, boring.
No. Voices from the nether.
Yeah, that's better.
Better? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So we can start now. We can ramble beforehand. As long as once I do that now, it's like mail.
It's okay. Yeah.
We got some mail.
Yeah.
Yes, I got mail, and I forwarded it to you about some Warcraft movies.
Woohoo.
Yes, there's a group of WoW nuts, as they term themselves, who have spent the last year making some short spoof Warcraft movies about a dumb Tauren warrior named Leroy, amazingly enough. Anyway, struggling through. So anyway, they're Warcraft movies about a dumb Tauren warrior struggling through those difficult early levels. They just released their fourth movie, and they're just about where Leroy is just about to run the Wailing Caverns. So they're interesting, and the group is called Herculean Productions. And we will put the link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, go take a look, see what you think. I think you can. There's somewhere to leave comments on there. I haven't been there in a few days. I didn't look. But anyway, if you have a place to leave comments for them. Tell them what you think. If they should keep going. If they're good. Yeah. Suggestions, etc.
Yep.
And, yeah, any new stuff is good stuff, I think.
Yeah, it's good. It adds to the community.
Yes, so yes.
Be good.
And, we also got a voicemail, and, we will play it right now.
Hi, guys. This is Rankin, from Blackwater Raiders server, and I just wanted to call and say how much I really enjoy your podcast. I recently started up a little blog of my own about World of Warcraft called WoW Stole My Girlfriend. And I was actually wondering if you had any advice for people who want to participate in the blogging community about World of Warcraft. And, what ways you can get started. Thanks a lot, guys, and keep up the good work.
So... We have a few comments about the voicemail before we'll answer your question.
Yeah.
Number one, we can't understand your name, so whatever your name is, hi, and thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
From the Blackwater Raiders server, I think we got that one.
Yeah, we weren't sure if it was it sounded like,
almost like
it wasn't
or something. I don't know.
Riken. But I have to say, I do love the name of the blog. Yes. I just wish I could find it.
Yes, yes. You also should tell us the URL of your blog, because we can't find
Because Fim and I went on a Google search, and we found many different types of sites, like WoW Stole My Boyfriend, Jesus Stole My Girlfriend, Santa Stole My Girlfriend.
Santa Stole My Girlfriend, yeah. Jesus Stole My Girlfriend. It just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We found lots of Stole My Girlfriends or Boyfriends.
But not your girlfriend.
But not...
Could not find your
girlfriend. WoW did not steal your girlfriend, as far as Google's concerned. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just not there. So anyway, so it would be great if you could send us an email with that information, because we will add it to the show notes, because we can't do that if we don't know the information. So if you want your blog in the show notes, send it to us, send your name, and we'll add it to the show notes afterward, or we'll add another post or something, put it up there. So what do we have for him? He wants to join the community.
Yeah.
What are the things he can do?
Well, there's two big things I think he could do. Number one, we obviously introduce yourself in Blog Azeroth and poke around there. It's a great forum, and it's a wonderful way of introducing yourself to members bloggers who have been around for a while and people who are just starting out. Mm-hmm. So you get to interact with them outside of their blogs, so to speak, and also interacting on other people's sites, leaving comments, obviously not trying to troll and just spam your site, but going and actually reading people that you read, who I assume have inspired you to write. You go there and you leave comments to posts, and you obviously leave links to your site with your name, and people will click on that and go back. And it doesn't happen overnight. Don't be discouraged if you start the blog one day and a week later you only have a couple readers. It's a slow process.
Yep.
But the important thing is to network.
Yep. Definitely.
You need to talk. You need to write, and you need to introduce yourself. Don't be shy. We don't bite.
Yes. Well. Much. Some of us do, but.
Yeah. The majority of us don't bite.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there's actually the Blog Azeroth forums are actually a really good resource. Not only is it a good place to introduce yourself to the rest of the community, but also you can ask questions there, like this one.
Yes.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't have called us. That was awesome. I'm very happy you called us and asked these questions, because these are awesome questions.
Yes.
But that's also a great place to get your questions asked. About the community. We also have our forums on there too. So if for some reason you want to post on our forums, you can do that too. Yep. Some people read those. Not me. No, just kidding. I read them. yeah, I mean, it's a good way to get. I mean, and get one other thing is, you know, really when you do introduce yourself, explain what you're about. You know, what your what kind of a mission statement? What do you want your blog to be? You know, there's nothing saying that the focus has to be on useful information. I mean, look at my blog. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything specific. You don't have to be I'm druids only, or I'm the, you know, it could be just, hey, this is just about my adventures. I just want to blog and just say hi, and, you know, just put stuff out there like, hey, I got this cool stuff today and whatever. That's fine. You know, don't feel like you have to make it stupendous and awesome. Everybody's blog is awesome, because it's you writing it, and that's what's important.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. And, I mean, if you have any further questions, you want any further help on the blogging, like I said, Blog Azeroth is great, and you can continue to send us voicemails and emails, and we will try to answer your questions as best we can.
Yes, absolutely.
So, thank you again for the voicemail, and also the email from HerculeanProductions.com. And now we're at the end of the show. We will be right back to wrap it up after this musical interlude. By the time you hear this, very possibly, you will no longer be able to submit your Twisted Moments from 2008, which very many of you have not done. And I know this because I know how many people have listened to the show, and I know how many people...
You sound like a teacher that's like scolding the class.
I cannot throw an eraser at you, so it's too... Well, it may not be too late if you really want to get your thing in. Do it. You know, I mean, you know, we got an email today. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I prefer audio, but I will read the email. It's fine. Not now, but when we do the show with all of them in it, it'll be a very short show because we don't have many. But if you feel like submitting a Twisted Moment, call or voicemail, and do so. We still want to hear from you. And we can always, even if it's late and we've already done the show for it, we can always throw them in whenever. If you've got a funny story, question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, you know you can always contact us at info@twistednether.net or call our hotline and leave a voicemail like the guy did today, whatever his name was. 206-203-4546. And then you can also maybe be a contestant on the blog Bachelorette show.
Oh, jeez. Our website is at random, really.
Well, it was
random.
From the interview, remember?
So, oh, yeah.
It was so long ago. Just
kidding. Hey, it was Friday. Yeah, well. It's Monday. Yeah. Okay. So,
rating on the brain.
Our website, to get back onto what we're doing here, is at twistanether.net. Our forums are located, like Fim said, at Blog Azeroth. You can also check out our wiki with our blob, as Cass likes to call it, which is our big list of wild blogs. And that is located at wiki.twistanether.net. And if you find that your blog or one of your favorites isn't listed, send us an email at wiki@twistanether.net. There's a lot of wiki and twistanether.
A lot of that.
with the subject TMB wiki, we ask that you please, 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 or pretty please, use the template that we have on the wiki front page to make Kestrel's life easier, because he is our wikibrarian. And he will be the one sending you the email saying that it's been included, and it just makes his life a lot easier.
Yes.
And once again, we thank him profusely for helping us out, because we fail.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Eh.
And we are on iTunes.
Yes.
Tune us in on iTunes and leave us a comment. We've been getting some great comments lately. It's awesome. Yes. We appreciate it very much.
Yep. And next week... on Friday, so Fim has to work fast.
Live.
On Friday, we have a live show.
Live in front of a TV audience. What? No, wait. What do they say? Yes. Studio audience. No, whatever. Ustream.tv.
So we're going to have our third round table, and it's going to be awesome. We have several fantastic returning guests and a couple new ones. So we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be much fun, as the other two have been. So if you've participated in our roundtables before, you know that they're blasts. So come on by. The chipmunks are most likely going to return.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
And they are very late. We're sorry, unless you're on the West Coast.
Sorry.
Other thing is, if you're listening to this before Friday, go ahead and send us some questions that you'd like us to talk about, some topics maybe. We'll see if we can fit them in. It'd be awesome.
Yep.
And
Oh, I just wanted to say that it's going to start at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Because that's when we record. Yes, we're night owls. I'm sorry.
Hoot.
Yeah. So for you people in Europe, I know it's in the morning. I'm sorry.
I promise we'll tape it for you.
Yeah.
We'll TiVo it. Okay?
You will be able to download it.
Yes.
We will archive it. Yes. Don't worry.
We will make it into a podcast.
Yes. Yes.
And you can listen in the comfort of your own time zone.
Yes.
Anyway, I think we've babbled on long enough. It is time to put the show in the bucket. Oh, wait. No, it's a can. Something like that.
Yes.
We will talk to you all on Friday.
On Friday. So we'll see you then, guys. Yep. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I must bid you farewell.
This is Lanyon from Moonfire. You've been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
No, I'm flatlining. I'm good.
Okay. Go now. Jess is flatlined. Oh, no.
You guys are in Alaska. But
no, we're in Washington, honey.
You're in Washington.
She's not the one in Alaska.
Oh. Why did I think you were in Alaska?
Because we were in Alaska.
Oh, because you were.
Once upon a time.
See? God. I'm not.
Once
I'm
upon
not
a time,
my...
we lived 4 years of it.
Yeah. Okay. So,
And we know it must be a spoof because Torin aren't dumb. Come on.
Buggers is always coming to me and saying, Ratshag, I got a problem. My god of thunder and lightning don't fit into his armor no more. He's been eating too much food and watching too much Fruggle Up in television. What am I gonna do? Well, my friends, there is an answer for you. What you need is to acquire yourself the Storm Lord's Girdle. This belt drops off of finer mobs in Hellfire Peninsula and Zangarmarsh and will easily help your Stormlord fit into the tightest of armors. It can also be purchased at your local auction house because it is bind on equip for a mere 20 gold. So, the next time your God of Thunder and Lightning puts on a few pounds, get yourself the Stormlord's Girdle.